Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on trimradio.com. We're trying out a little bit different format today, and I'll tell you what, we've made some headway making some changes with a few things, and we can now interject some different things, and we'll get to do that for you right now when we get into the show. Anyhow, guys. Before we get going on the Trim Radio Network Money and Change, we have to do a disclaimer. And the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. And you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. That's a mouthful. But right here on Money and Change, you know, we're live for the most part every Sunday, unless I have to play a concert. And last Sunday was a concert venue. And I'll have another one towards the end of August or the beginning of September. So we'll keep you apprised on that. But anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change. And, you know, we have our BMI music license, which is 610-51658. And it's posted up by our Money and Change logo. Okay? So we have to tell you that. Because our Money and Change music is covered by our BMI license. Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try this because I'm just new to this format, and we'll get to it here in a second. You know, we've got shout-outs. We always have to do a big shout-out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And we've been doing this with Michael Bejas and others quite frequently. And it's been over the last couple of years that we've really expanded and we've done more shows. Also, you have to check us out. It's trimradio.com. And if I can do this sharing just right, you know, Rascalis, Stefan went over this with me, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if I can do this without going crazy. But anyhow, here we go. And you should be able to see our Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth. It's trimradio.com. You can listen to us live, or you can watch the video streams. We have a lot of different shows. The newest one is the Positude Podcast. And you can support the station. You can either contribute or you can buy the merchandise. And that's what's important. Buy the merchandise. And I'll tell you what. You buy the merchandise, it helps support the show. And I'll tell you what. All the money that goes into that goes to pay for the airtime for the show. Because we all donate our time and our expertise and our research to help people out. So. And I'm checking it out right now, and I'm in the little box, and the big box is showing the Trim Radio Network, which is great. And we also have all of our different shows here. You can see The Bend, Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, Life Walk, Money and Change, Take Point 22, Slobberknocker Talk is coming up, Offsides, College Football 25, Natural Marketer Podcast. We have My World every Wednesday live. We have the Positude Podcast, and we have Rascalis Red Pill Reality Show, among other things. You know, you can have your own podcast here. All you have to do is just send us a message. Let us know. And I'll tell you what, you can call us 803-200-2277 or send us an email at info@trimradio.com. And you can see all the platforms we are on. All of them. And I'll tell you what, we want to get the information out there. You know, people always ask me, well, what countries do you go to? Well, my show's seen in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, India, South Africa, Europe, North America, including Canada, and elsewhere, because we're on the internet. And that's the best thing. We're on the internet. And you can catch all of our shows by going there. And I'll tell you what, the Trim Radio Network is a fun place. We have some really good hosts. And I'll tell you what, when I have a technical expertise problem, I can get a hold of Rascalis Stefan, and I can get a hold of him, and he walks me through. I'll tell you, we tried to work on this new format, and I'm going to be thumbs at it for a while. He's an old pro. I mean, he really knows everything. But we worked on it the other day, and hopefully we get the information down right so that we can do some more presentations and videos on the show. Okay, now, guess what? I don't know if you can see that. Yes, you can. Okay, so I don't have to worry about that. I can just go ahead and scoot to my next one. You know, I always talk about the University of Findlay, and people say, well, gee, you don't have a picture of it or anything. Well, if you go to www.findlay.edu, and you can see it here on the screen, the University of Findlay. They have a great website. They have very good athletics and very, very good academics. They're a very good school. What about their national reputation? Well, the U University of Findlay has a national reputation for providing quality, distinctive academic programs and student experiences. And the honors like these highlight the tremendous team effort from the faculty and staff. And trust me, they have a very good faculty there. And the rankings are U.S. News and World Report. You can see that. The Princeton Review, Money Magazine. Dig this. Money Magazine listed University of Findlay as the number fourth best college for merit aid in the United States. That was back in the 2019 issue. Guess what? It still is. Wall Street Journal, intercollegiate.com, and College Fact, Factual. Boy, if I could just speak today, it's something else. You know, Phi Theta Kappa, Transfer Honor Roll. We've got the Victory Media Inc. So forth. The University of Findlay is a very, very good school. And, you know, if you go ahead and you click on academics, they have the undergraduate, graduate, and non-degree program. They have an online program, and they have a lot of different classes. They've got 86 bachelor's degrees, 11 master's programs, and five doctoral programs. If you go to that website, you can check it out at www.findlay.edu. And that's just part of the things that they do there. And it's an NCAA sports school. It's a Division II NCAA school. And if you click on the athletics page, guess what? We use cookies. Oh no, I don't need that. Do we? Anyhow, here we go. Men's golf has four named All-American scholars. That's on the golf team. Okay. They also have Mary Mulcahy and Tim Stallings. And Tim is in the sports world and the swimming, and Mary is in golf. And the women's golf team did an excellent job. You can go and check it out. We've got football coming up this fall, and they're getting ready for that. And we've got a lot of different things going on at the University of Findlay. So check them out at www.findlay.edu. Wow. Also, we've got our Money and Change Financially Prepped website. And I'll tell you what. There's a lot of stuff to go over there because if I can do this right, there we go. It's a little bit better, bigger. We post a lot of different videos there and we get them off the internet. And for example, the Money and Change site, this week. We have Do This Now with Patriot Nurse, and you've heard me talk about her quite a bit. And then also different ways to budget. Okay, needs, wants, and savings. There's a video there. Follow it. It's very important. Also, you have different things. And like we're going to be talking about things from Bloomberg and other places. American Airlines cuts profit outlook. Okay, the sales aren't doing too good. Walking it back. Okay, you want to check her out. That's Sutton's Place, I believe. And that's new. 12 frugal things people use to save money or buy used to save money. And that's Prepper Princess. That is Amber Stork. And she is a fantastic person. She knows how to save money. She is a self-made millionaire. Actually, the technical term is millionaires. Okay. I don't know who this goofball is. Oh, we had an encore edition. What's an encore edition? Well, guys, the encore edition is if I have to play a concert, then we take a show from the past and we run it again. It's a rerun. But I like to call it an encore edition. I mean, that's what Rush Limbaugh used to call his shows. Well, I don't compare myself to Rush Limbaugh at all. But, you know, hey, there are certain times of the year I'm playing concerts and I'm not going to be available online because usually the concerts are around 7 p.m. and I can't very well do a show and do a concert at the same time. With my world, it's a little bit different story, okay? It's a little bit different because with my world, I don't have that problem, okay? You know, we talk about Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks. Look at those pens. I mean, you can see them. I mean, they are beautiful. And he does all kinds of custom work. And these are just the military and the firemen's pens that he's produced. He does a lot of other things. And, you know, eventually, once I get used to this new format, I'll be able to post a lot of different pictures of the pens that he does. He does all different kinds. Okay. And you just have to check them out. Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, Phil does an excellent job. He's got a really good Second Amendment pen. And the center section of the pen, which is basically, you know, where you see the logos, he makes that. And you send him a design. He makes the center section. He sends it back to you. And you make your own pen from there. But Phil uses the cross pen platform and does a really good job at it. So you want to check them out at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow. Also, we have a lot of other stuff going on because, you know, we've got other people I like to do shout outs with. And that's also besides Money and Change, you know, every Sunday at 7 p.m. My World, and that's always at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. But the Big Family Homestead on YouTube with Brad and Krista, you have to check them out. They live out on a farm in the middle of Wisconsin. They talk about all kinds of things, whether it's the economy or music or whatever. Check them out, Brad and Krista. I've known them for a long time. Great people. Very easy to get along with. I mean, they're super. I mean, the first time I met them, I thought, hey, these are long-lost friends. They were really good people, so check them out. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. They're going to be going to a different place. Instead of the Deep South Homestead, eventually they're going to go to, I believe it's Pecan Grove, which is a whole new setup. I believe they're going to have a new house there, and they're going to have a different techniques for growing crops and stuff. And just kind of taking it easy a little bit. You know, that type of business in Wiggins, Mississippi, or outside of Wiggins, Mississippi, it gets hot there. It gets real hot in the summertime and real humid. And they're often up working at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning before it really gets hot. So you have to check them out. And they don't talk just about growing crops and farming. They actually talk about what's going on in the world. They might talk about canning things in the fall. They might talk about the economy. You name it, they'll talk about it. Also, we've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kogler. Check him out because he talks about boots on the ground and the economy. And he's very serious. The only time he wasn't serious this week is when he was talking about a place in South Carolina where they had discount books. And he went to the warehouse, and this place was humongous. And he gave a tour of all of the discounted books that were there for sale. And I used to go to a bookstore, Half Price Books in Cincinnati, Ohio. I always loved going there because I could get all kinds of books for virtually half price or less than that. And I'll tell you what, you could pick up a lot of different information. One time I wanted information on auditing. Strange thing to look at, but hey, I found a book on it. And originally it was a very expensive book, and now it wasn't even half price. It was a lot less than that. And when I looked at that, I thought, I'll just get it. And I read through it and everything, and it was a good book on auditing, and rather thick book too. But you get other books and study guides and so forth there. It's half price books. But this place was in South Carolina. It was humongous. And David was taking his granddaughter through there. And I'll tell you what, they had kiddie books, books for high schoolers, college kids, adults. I mean, a lot of stuff. And Dave just put that out on YouTube this week. So you want to check it out. Also, there's Patriot Nurse. And I showed you a picture of Patriot Nurse. And she talks about things medical, but she also talks about other things too. And she's very knowledgeable. She's down in Tennessee, and I followed her for a few years, and she is really good and very knowledgeable on a lot of different topics. And if you want to learn something about first aid, medicine, and things like that, she does online classes and in-person classes. And she has certain prerequisites, another big word, that you have to have before you can go on and take the second series of classes. And she schedules those every year, way in advance. And who knows, I might be able to get one in Columbus, Ohio. And I would have to be over there, which is about 90 miles away for me. Or she might schedule it in Cincinnati, or she might schedule it in Lexington, Kentucky, or Nashville, Tennessee. People go to these locations for these classes. Class size is limited, but the education that you get is first rate. She's an excellent person. Also, you've got Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell. He's building up his little compound, if you want to call it that. Campground, whatever. And he's in someplace in West Virginia. He doesn't really say where it's at. I know it looks like it's in the boonies, if you know what I mean. But anyhow, Ed's a great guy. He talks a lot about prepping and other things that's going on. Then we have Prepper Princess. I showed you the picture of Amber Storick earlier. And Amber's a good person. And she knows how to live frugally. And right now, with the prices going up, you have to live frugally out there. You know, inflation's around. I know politicians are saying, oh, there's no such thing as inflation. Oh, yeah, how come gas costs more? How come the groceries cost more? How about going to a restaurant and that's costing more? Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it? So, you know, check out Prepper Princess. Also, LDS Prepper. And David Gilmore is a fantastic person. He got me involved in GMRS radios for communication. And I've showed you the radios before, and the one that I have and the antenna that I have currently that's on the handheld unit, I can talk 35 miles away to a repeater, and then I can go about 90 miles from there on this repeater on a very tall tower. I know the tower is probably over 1,000 feet up in the air, but I can talk to that tower in Dayton, Ohio, and I can talk into Indiana and elsewhere in Western Ohio. It's interesting, and you meet a lot of good people, and you can communicate with your neighbors and friends and form a little network and just have a good time with it. And if you get your license, it's very easy. Fill out the form for the FCC, send them $35. It's good for 10 years. Anybody in your family can use it. So if I wanted to give a radio to my sister, I could do that. I could give one to my cousins. It's family. And we can all communicate. It's better if it's just your immediate family, but you know, some people have an extended family, and well, they could use that GMRS radio as long as they're nice. No cussing, no swearing, no kicking, no fighting. You know what I mean? You have to follow the rules. But for $35, and it's good for 10 years, and that little radio will really go far. And that's only 5 watts. I've got one that's 20 watts, which is even more powerful, which goes in the car. I can use it as a base station too. I might even go as far as getting one that goes 50 watts, but I don't know yet. It's a fun hobby, and they're not that expensive, okay? So we have all that going on. Also, another one, which is relatively new, is called the Max, M-A-C apostrophe S. And I'll tell you what, this guy talks about a lot of different things. And he's very factual. He's very easy to listen to and understand. And he's very timely in everything that he does. And so you can check that out. Oh, I didn't put it up there, did I? Well, I'll be darned. I didn't share that screen. Well, Phil over at Rusty Duck, I thought I had your pens up there. But now you have it, guys. There's the pen. Okay, the whole set, and that's just the blanks, and he does a lot of good things, so you want to check that one out. Okay, now let's see if I can get back to where I'm supposed to be here. Okay, let's go to the next one we need to talk about, if I can get there. Oh no, Rascala, I'm going to need another lesson, I think. I don't know. This is all too new to me. It really is. And so far, I'm okay with it. Wow. Other things. We've got the National Debt Clock. If you take a look at the National Debt Clock, we are $34,971,650,000,000 and higher in debt. You see those numbers fly on the screen? You really see that? The debt per citizen is $103,734 and per taxpayer $267,171. That's how in debt we are, because somebody in the government doesn't stop spending money. That's the problem. They don't stop spending money, and we're going broke because people don't budget their money. That's the problem. You have to learn to budget the money. And since it's not the government's money, it's our money, then they can say, oh, well, we can spend your money anytime we please, right? It's not good. Check out that website, usdebtclock.org. That's what you have to check out because it's current. And it's something that's really shocking. If you sent that out to all your friends and said, hey, look at this. This will really open up your eyes as to how we're spending things. Okay? Wow. We've got... a new thing here. U.S. home insurers suffer biggest loss of century in 2023, and we're just getting this information? Well, I'm going to put that up on the screen here in just a second. If I can do that. Like I said, guys, it'll be a different show tonight because I'm learning to do this stuff, and it is kind of crazy. And let's see here what I can find. It didn't put everything up in order that I wanted to. Let's just pick something else here. How about U.S. home insurers suffer the biggest loss of the century? Okay. The biggest loss of the century. There's your chart. You take a look, it's 4%, a little over 4% in 2010. You look at it now in 2024, and you're up over, oh, maybe 8.25%. No, it's 7.9% as of May of 24. And you look at that chart, and of course, it's from Yahoo Finance. And you take a look at it, and Reuters is saying U.S. homeowners suffer their worst underwriting loss this century in 2023 as a toxic mix of natural disasters, inflation, and population growth in at-risk areas put a vital finance market under acute pressure, according to the rating agency AM Best. And insurance providing policies, or insurers providing policies to homeowners, were hit with a $15.2 billion net underwriting loss last year, according to figures from the rating agency AM Best, saying that the figure was the worst since at least 2000, and more than double the loss since the previous year. So, you know, you take a look at everything that you've had. Look at the floods, look at the fires, look at the earthquakes, look at the tornado damage. Look at that tornado damage, and these insurers are having a heck of a time because now instead of taking the money in, they have to pay it out. So that means your rates are going to go up. You look at Florida with all the hurricane damage that they've had and other natural problems. Guess what? We have higher rates in Florida. I was thinking about actually moving to Florida at one point. And I thought, boy, this would be really good just to move to Florida and enjoy it. Enjoy the beach and the weather. You know, while everybody's freezing up north, I can be enjoying the weather here in the south. And then I looked at the insurance. And the cost of living, it's better just to vacation in Florida than it is to buy a place in Florida. I have friends in Florida. And yeah, they pay more, but they don't have all the taxes we have up here. I believe they only have a sales tax. That's it. Of course, they have the tourists and we help pay for everything in Florida. But we have a lot of taxes. Here, I know in Ohio, you know, we have property tax, we have sales tax, we have gasoline tax. We used to have a death tax, but they did away with that, thank goodness. And there are other kinds of taxes and fees. If we just went to a sales tax where everybody pays, it might be worth it. I don't know. What do you think? I'm not sure. It just might work. Well, then we've got another one here that we've got. And I've got to get this things done. How about bankruptcy and price wars? Let's take a look at that one. And you take a look at bankruptcies and price wars. Business Insider. Okay, you take a look at the Business Insider. And that's what we've got there. Basically, we got a problem. From bankruptcies to price wars, the U.S. freight recession is reshaping the industry. What happens if people don't buy things? Think about it. The supplies just build up on the shelves. And then they say, well, we're full. We don't need anything. So we won't need any suppliers to bring things in by truck and eventually by rail. That's something to consider there. You know, they're saying the freight recession will likely remain drag on into the sixth quarter, according to the AFS Logistics. Into sixth quarter? How do they figure that? Maybe a two-year cycle? I always thought there were four quarters. Four quarters a year. What's the six quarters? Bankruptcies are getting to the point they're aggressive. Competition has defined the industry downturn, according to the Business Insider. You know, diesel is expensive. Maintenance on the trucks are expensive. If you don't have the business, then you can't afford to stay in business because of insurance and gasoline and everything else, labor wages. So the trucking companies shut down and the trucks sit idle. And you take a look at a lot of the different freight companies that were out there over the years, that we used to have a lot of them, and suddenly they start going out of business one by one by one. Some of the companies that were large got larger because they bought out other companies. And that's the way the business goes. But you take a look at the competition between the companies, and you get the bigger companies, you get the drivers that are out there, and they are really stressed because they're on the road quite a bit. They have to make the deliveries. And the bad thing is, the trucking companies want a load to go to one business and pick up another load in that location to take it to another location. They don't want an empty load. I don't know if they call that deadheading or not. They don't want an empty truck. Empty trucks make no money, and you still have to pay for the gas and the labor, especially if you're in business for yourself in trucking. Now, they're saying defaults may be a necessary catalyst to cut down on the sector's oversupply of trucks. And that's according to AFS's Tom Nightingale. You hate to see that. Bankruptcies. You look at bankruptcies. Are they increasing now? Probably in the trucking industry. What about other places? How about other businesses? That's a problem. You know, according to this, according to Carrier OK, 88,000 carriers and 8,000 freight brokers shut down their operations in 2023. 88,000 carriers. 88,000. Is the current POTUS responsible? I'd say so. The current government's responsible for things like that. And you probably say no. But yeah, they are. I mean, higher gas prices, higher diesel prices, inflationary costs go up. Hey, Life is tough, okay? So that's what you get from the Business Insider. And there's a lot of stuff out there, guys, a lot of stuff that's going wrong. The economy is not good. And if you tell me that the economy's great, it's fantastic, what Kool-Aid have you been drinking? And you notice I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid. I'm drinking my filtered water through a Berkey water filtration system. My local water has a little taste to it, a little bit of a chlorine-style taste, I guess. I've run my Berkey system for the last probably 10 years. I love it. Takes any taste in the water, takes it right out, and you just get nothing but good water. Trust me. Well, we've got other things to do too. You know, we talked about bankruptcies. Let's see what else we can do. How about budgeting money? This is from Nerd Wallet. You know, I always tell people, pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to purify and store water. Make sure that you have your medications. If you need medications, make sure you have a good first aid kit. And not the cheapy Walmart kind. Make sure that you have things to repair your house, your shelter. Do you have blue tarps for your roof, just in case you need them? They're not very expensive. You can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, even Walmart. Better known around here as Wally World, okay? You can get those. Do you have Visqueen, you know, the clear, thick plastic? That's good to have, too. Do you have a lot of duct tape? Make sure you get that. It's called being prepared. Now, I'm not a prepper, but I do believe in being prepared for any type of a downturn. So if we're having a downturn in the economy and inflation is going up, and I see different types of canned foods or freeze-dried foods or packaged foods on sale, I will get them. I want to make sure that I eat them. I don't want to get something like canned aardvark or weasel that I don't like. I don't think I would like weasel or aardvark. I don't think that they do that. If they do, I'll find a can of it and show you the picture. I might have one in the archives someplace. But you pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to preserve and store water, make sure you have your meds, make sure you have the clothing for the season. Right now, you don't need much clothing to be outside, do you? It's rather warm here in the States. Matter of fact, it was up in the 90s last week, and right now, if I take a look at the old temperature reading, if I can find it, we are at 81 degrees, and we're anticipating rain here in Western Ohio. So we've got that going on. But have you ever budgeted money? We talked about it a little bit the week before last about budgeting. And there were different methods of budgeting. And you can see by the screen, you can see how to budget money. Now, I want to make sure that it's actually on the screen. There it is. Oh, yes. Okay, I did something right for once. Dang on it. But now I lost it. Oh, no. Oh, no. I just have to go to that page. I want to make sure that it's there. See, the order that I have at the top of my screen is not what's in the order on this presentation thing. It didn't automatically adjust. Sorry about that, guys. Anyhow, how to budget your monies. Calculate your monthly income, pick a budgeting method, and then monitor your progress. Okay? You make a plan and you work the plan. And then you see what the results are. And if the results aren't the right results for you, rework the plan. Try the 50-30-20 rule as a simple budgeting framework. Allow 50% of your income for needs, including debt minimums. Leave 30% of your income for wants, and commit 20% to savings. Now, the first thing that they're saying here in the Nerd Wallet, if you take a look at it, it says, figure out your after-tax income. After you've had all your taxes taken out, what's the income that you take home? Okay, you have to know that. Choose a budgeting system for that. And it's a framework on how you budget everything. And everybody has different habits and different types of approaches to doing things. Nobody's going to be doing the same type of budgeting. And any budget has to cover your needs and some of your wants. And this is the key, savings for emergencies. So what happens if your car breaks down? Oh, I don't have any money because I didn't budget for it. Problem. Oh, what happens if you need dental work done and you didn't budget for it? Where are you going to get the money? Oh, I'm going to use my plastic. I'll just pull up my plastic and use it. Oh, I had a big shocker this week. I went to Sam's Club. Maybe they ought to call it Super Wally World. But anyhow, I went to Sam's Club. And I thought, I'm just going to get some things that I would normally need. It's not one of those want things. It's essentials that I need. And I got done buying the things that you need. I mean, you know, you got toilet paper, you got paper towels, you've got other items that you get that you need. And I get up there and put your magic plastic card in the reader. And they told me, you have $400 credit this year. What? You have $400 credit. Do you want to use it all? And I said, well, let's ring up this order and see how much it is. And if I have any left over, I'll be back. My order came to $250-some. Yeah. So I still have money that I built up because I bought a lot of things using my Sam's card. And it comes in handy. So now I can go back and maybe get another $200 worth of paper goods or whatever else I'm going to need. Canned goods. Things like that. I was shocked. Totally shocked. But I had a rebate coming. So anyhow, what I'm doing here, you budget and you watch how you do things. You track your progress on your spending or use online budgeting and savings tools. And they're out there. There's a video right there. Okay, this is at nerdwallet.com. And then all you have to do is automate your savings. Know exactly how much you're going to put aside. Don't touch it. It's only for emergencies, period. Practice your budget management. Your income, expenses, and priorities will change over time, so your activities to manage it is going to change. You can't go out and eat all the time, 7 days a week, or 5 days a week, or 4 days a week. It's not good for the budget. Now, they have a calculator there. And if you take a look at it, you know, your monthly after-tax income, and I'm just going to fill this out just for the heck of it. I'm going to say it's $1,000. Okay? And your 50-30-20 numbers are $500 for necessities, $300 for wants, and $200 for savings and debt repayment. Nice calculator. I like it. But what happens if your necessities, like your food and water and everything else, utilities, is more than $500? You're in trouble. So you take a look at this calculator. It's great. It's NerdWallet. They talk about credit cards, banking, home loans, insurance, personal finance, investing, small business, and taxes. Hey, check them out. But get on a budget, please. Budgets are very, very, very important. Okay? So you want to check that out. Also, you can check this out on the replays when we do them. Wow. Let's see what else we've got in the mix here. It's amazing how this works. And I just go crazy with this thing because it's not like I would normally do it. Let's see here. Closures. Oh, yeah. 134-year-old American furniture chain files for bankruptcy, closes all 553 stores. 553 stores. Yeah. Conn's Furniture, and it's a 134-year-old American furniture chain, filed for bankruptcy and is shuttering all of its 553 stores after experiencing slowdowns in recent years after that affected both sales and liquidity. Wow. 553 stores. We don't have any Conn's that I know of here in Ohio. They might be other different names. Okay? They might be under different names. But the company has started closing sales at several of its locations and has asked the court to allow them to continue with sales. And the resulting slowdown in the company's growth has placed a strain on the company's sales and liquidity positions. And as Epoch Times notes, Conn's key debtors reduced the debt limit available for the firm, and the company was forced to take in loans at higher costs. They got to pay people. So their loan percentages right now are a higher percentage. Okay. And if you've got shares that are out there, those shares can crash if you start going into bankruptcy because people want to pull out. Last month, Conn's received delinquency notifications from the NASDAQ exchange after it failed to file a quarterly report for the period ending April 30th. And the firm was given until August 19th to rectify the issues. Well, anyhow, over the coming quarters, the owner said, "I'm confident we will start to benefit from the powerful financial model we are creating." That is scary. Businesses are going bankrupt. People are going out of business. You know, I used to tell people that were in the restaurant business, "Do you have 2 years of liquid cash available to fund your business?" Without commingling funds, do you have 2 years? You have to cover your payroll and everything. Can you do it? Well, I think I can. No, you have to know you can. If you have the availability to have 3 years worth of funds to cover everything, chances are you're going to be okay as long as you have a good product to sell. If you don't have a good product to sell, you're not going to make it. You know, a lot of places, especially where I live, they will rent a storefront for a couple of years and they will sell antiques or whatever. If the antiques don't sell, they're out of business. They close up and leave. Somebody else comes in and does something else. You have to have a good product or something that draws people in. And if a restaurant comes in and they don't have any good food, what do you do? You have a problem, don't you? People don't go there. I'd hate to be in the restaurant business now because I know that we're in a decline and the labor costs are high. And how do you make a decent hamburger and sell it? And I'm not going to name names, but everybody's in that type of business is having problems. They're coming out with $5 meals where the meals originally were costing $11, $12, $13 for a big sandwich, fries, and a drink. And you multiply that for a family, and here you go out and you're paying $40 for fast food for a family of four or more, when you could be eating at home and making your own hamburgers and probably only costing you either $20 or less to feed a family of four. Basically with the same thing, fries, hamburger, and a drink. You could probably throw in a salad with it or a dessert by staying at home rather than going out to eat. So that's what's out there. A lot of different other things that are out that's going on. And I'll tell you what, I'm trying to share the screen and there's a lot of stuff to go over. Have you noticed a lot of shoplifting things that are going on? The different stores? You know, there was a report that somebody came into our local Wally World, you know, Walmart, and they had a backpack. And they loaded up the backpack and just walked out. They got into a car, and the security car, or lack of security car driving around, you know, the cars with little blinky lights on top, were following them, and they called it into the local police, and then they were going to try to find out, and they hit the main road, and next thing you know, they're on the interstate, and they're gone. Shoplifting, it's going on all over the place. Some people in some towns think, oh, I'm empowered, I can go ahead and take whatever I want, and they do it. I just go to Los Angeles or maybe San Diego or other cities, even Chicago, and people just walk in and in groups and raid the store and walk out. Nobody does anything. And if there's a security guard, what's one person going to do against 20 or 30? I mean, things are getting out of hand. Society is breaking down. And that's bad. Tyler Durden had a thing in Zero Hedge. And Eric Lundrum from The American Greatness had an article there about the rate of shoplifting spikes across the U.S. Yeah, prices are up, people are broke, and you're going to have people shoplifting, some more than others. And he said the rate of shoplifting saw a noticeable increase the first half of 2024, even as the rates of other crimes fell to levels not seen since before the pandemic. And according to the Daily Caller, a study by the Council of Criminal Justice, or the CCJ, determined that shoplifting rose by 24% in 23 different cities across the country compared to the first half of 2023. And the rate is also about 10% higher than the first half of 2019. Could that be illegal immigrants? Could that be other people taking advantage of things? Well, meanwhile, the rates of homicide and robbery fell to lower than the other levels seen in 2019. And shoplifting is a theft by someone other than an employee of the victim of an item displayed for sales, the study claims. Shoplifting increased 12% across the samples of cities from 2022 to 2023. But by the end of 2023, the shoplifting rates was 10% lower than 2019. They write it off as shrinkage. They can only take so much, and then they take and pull their stores out. In Chicago, a lot of big stores left downtown Chicago because they were getting a lot of shoplifting going on. Something to think about, guys. Something to think about. Wow, it's 7:56 right now by my watch. We've only got a few minutes here. this new system takes a little bit longer to do. Well, you know, how much money should you keep in a savings account? According to Yahoo Finance, they said it's possible to have too much money in your savings account. And, you know, you save for retirement, you save for your house, a vacation, and college. Well, I don't have to save for college and vacation right now. I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. I think I ought to. And Florida looks pretty good, but I'll have to wait till maybe wintertime when it's warmer. And I don't know if you guys would put up with a lot of reruns. And I don't know if I can do a remote from Florida. I could try it. Maybe I could do it as a write-off. Nah, I don't think I can. Because I donate my time and my expertise to trimradio.com. Just like the other guys do. We don't get paid anything. What we do is if you buy the merchandise or the merch, that goes to pay for the airtime or the show or the different shows. So buy the merchandise or donate or have a show with a sponsor. Okay. Well, Sarah Brady, who is a contributor here, was saying the right amount of money to have in a savings account. What is it? If you follow expert recommendations, you'll probably end up confused. Is it 6 months worth of your expenses, 20% of each paycheck, or some other magic figure? You have to figure that part out. You know, why do you need money in a savings account? Well, here we go. Home repair, rent increases, car breakdown, loss of hours at work. You know, if you're normally making 40 hours of work, getting paid for that, and suddenly there's a recession and you're cut back to probably 20 hours a week. That's a problem. Medical necessary procedures, brain transplant in my case. And if you notice, I have a bandage on my head. Yeah, I fell and I had to call the squad, and EMS looked at it and said, oh, put some peroxide on it and a bandage. You'll be okay in probably a couple of weeks. So that's why I got this bandage on my head. Nobody mugged me or anything. Travel expenses for the funeral of a loved one. I've had that happen to some people close to me within the last 6 months. It's an emergency trip and they have to fly to Florida or they have to fly to California or wherever. Or in the most recent case, to South Carolina. So you've got those emergency expenditures. And so how much money should you keep in your savings account? You know, if you're in debt and you have high interest rate debt, meaning with the APR above 7%, okay, with credit cards, your savings account balance should be kept at a minimum. Pay off your debt first. Okay. But you can also set up a savings account for emergency things. And we talked about that earlier. Now, if your income is constant and stable, okay, then you can do some budgeting. Your expenses are largely predictable. You can budget. You work in a moderate to high-end demand profession. Hey, you got money, okay? And you have no dependents. Guess what? Then you're in good shape. Well, anyhow, guys, that's basically all I have for this week with Money and Change. You have a good one, and we will see you next Sunday at 8 o'clock. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. See ya. If the music ever starts.